Unit 1. Reading 2. Page 10.
Segway into the future. For nearly 200 years, individuals worldwide have been riding bicycles for transportation, enjoyment, sport, and exercise. In 2001, the Segway, a revolutionary new vehicle, was introduced. The inventor imagined that the Segway might someday replace bicycles. Would this be possible? How does a Segway compare to a bicycle? What is a Segway? Both Segways and bicycles are designed to carry one rider. However, Segway riders do not sit on a seat. Instead, they stand on a platform while they are riding. The platform is the floor of a strong metal framework. A post with handles for the rider to hold is attached to the front of the platform. A wide rubber wheel is attached to each side of the platform. Except for these two wheels, there are no mechanical parts on a Segway. Like a bicycle, it has no engine. However, unlike a bicycle, a Segway has no brakes, no pedals, no gears, and no steering mechanism. How a Segway moves. A Segway uses a computer system that is designed to respond to the inherent ability of riders to maintain their balance. For example, without thinking about it, a rider actually leans his body slightly forward when he expects to move forward. When the rider expects to stop, he leans his body slightly back. When the rider thinks about moving left or right, he leans left or right. The computer system checks the rider's body movements about 100 times every second. Instantly, the Segway moves forward, stops, or turns in response to every slight change in the rider's balance. It is easy to learn to ride a Segway because it responds to the rider's natural movements. How a bicycle moves. In contrast, it is hard to learn to ride a bicycle. The rider works constantly to stay balanced. She turns the pedals with her feet to make the bicycle move forward. She presses the brake levers to make the bicycle stop. To alter her direction, the rider moves the handlebars left or right. If a bicycle rider leans too far to one side, the bicycle will subsequently fall over. Riding a bicycle is also hard work. A bicycle can travel as far as a rider can keep pedaling. It can go very fast if the rider has enough energy to pedal hard. For example, in the annual Tour de France bicycle race, riders travel more than 100 miles a day at speeds greater than 30 miles per hour. A Segway race would not be very interesting. A Segway can't go very far, and it can't go very fast. A Segway is powered by a battery that limits it to traveling 24 miles, 39 kilometers, on one battery charge. And it can travel no faster than 12.5 miles, 20 kilometers, per hour. Being battery-powered, not pedal-powered, the rider gets almost no exercise, but Segways are fun. Overseas and at home, they are popular with tourists. Visitors to over 200 cities, including London, Athens, and Bangkok, can pay a fee to take a guided city tour on a Segway. How Segways are used. Segways can do things that bicycles cannot do. For instance, Segways are useful in jobs that normally require workers to do a lot of walking, such as delivering mail, inspecting farms, or patrolling buildings at night. An extra benefit is that individuals who cannot comfortably walk because of poor health or injury can minimize their walking but still be able to work if they can ride a Segway. Segways are useful in other kinds of jobs too. Pizza restaurants, pharmacies, and other small businesses have substituted Segways for trucks to make neighborhood deliveries. Police departments around the world have been putting officers on Segways instead of in cars or on motorcycles. The officers can patrol neighborhoods to keep them safe from crime. In many countries, security guards on Segways patrol airports, train stations, amusement parks, and other public places. Beijing Public Safety Police patrolled on Segways during the 2008 Olympics. Why Segways are not used more? However, few people are buying Segways for their own use. One reason may be that they are expensive. Another may be that people fear being laughed at for buying a toy. A primary reason, however, may be that people do not understand what a Segway is, and they are afraid that it is dangerous. Some cities have even passed laws that allow Segways to travel only on sidewalks. The cities are concerned that Segway riders will cause accidents if they ride in the streets. Other cities allow Segways only in street bicycle lanes. They are concerned that people on the sidewalk might be injured by a Segway. Meanwhile, many cities are creating new bicycle paths and street traffic lanes to encourage people to ride bicycles. Will Segways ever replace bicycles? Probably not, but they can do certain jobs that bicycles cannot do. Segways are hard-working vehicles that we are likely to see more of in the future.